Well, I'm glad you're here. Man, things are different these days, aren't they? But I know this, the same God who created the world, the same God who created all the people in the world, including us, is still God. Regardless of what happens in the world, what happens in churches around the country, or in other places, God will still be God. And on that I depend. I did some work some years ago. I have this great ability, and that is to forget stuff. But I do remember doing some work together on a larger scale than what we'll do here some years ago on words that sound like sanctification. There are certain things that should be taught continually. I mean, you should continually have some view in mind on some of the more critical things that are in the Scriptures for us to pilot ourselves by as we live and move in this world. So I've taken the liberty to reach back, not the same stuff there, we did it in a whole different way, and reach back and look into some of this stuff again. I am concerned beyond description for the way the church is moving right now. Whether it's Church of Christ, Pentecostal, whether it's whatever it is out there, churches all over this nation are hurting. People are bailing out of churches by the droves because of the COVID. It's still around, but it's not where it was. And it's a good excuse not to come for some. And many have to make wise choices whether to or not. I hadn't had COVID, and most of you haven't. We hadn't buried anybody yet, which tells us that, you know, things not bad as it seems like. One of the things that's happening among churches is people in smaller churches are bailing out and going to the larger churches. And the larger churches are out there saying, we're growing. That's the dumbest thing in the world. You're swelling, but you're not growing. Now, you got the same number of people in covenant with Christ. We've got to be careful with that. Sanctification is a noun, and it's an action of making or declaring something holy. Listen to this. When you came into Christ, God sanctified you. Yes? What does that make you? You ain't worth being holy. I know you. And I don't want you talking about it because you know me. But God did that for me and for you and all of you. You don't have to worry about those things. You have to be mindful of whom you have believed. Examples of sanctification is something like sanctification of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. It's not holy juice here. It's something God cleaned up for His favor and our benefit. It's the action or process of being freed from sin or purified. We've got to get people to understand every time you mess up, you don't have to go before the preacher somewhere and say, I have sinned. The preacher, if it's me, I'm going to say, really? Was you with me? Because we all sin. But listen to me. Because of the sanctification God does for us, it does not stick. I love that. I don't have a up and down God. It's the action of processing, or a process of being freed or purified. It's the process of sanctification that takes deliberate action on our part. It's the action of causing something to be or seem morally right and acceptable. Words like sanctification breathe all of those thoughts and ideas. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, starting, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as He who called you is holy, in all that you do, for it is written, be ye holy, because I am holy." I'm not worth saving, and God saved me. On top of that, I do a lot of wrong. I hang out with wrong people sometimes. God just says to me, "Hang out with me, son, you'll be clear." The whole purpose of baptism is to wash away your sin. Didn't He say it in the Scriptures? Arise, be baptized, and what? Wash away your sin. When you are cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ, God is not going to holler at you, "Redo, redo." When it's done with Him, it is done. Can you walk out of that covenant? You can if you're a fool. I do enough wrong. I don't want to be a fool and walk away from that covenant. I know in whom I have believed. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-8, "It's God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that's holy and honorable. Not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of another brother and sister. The Lord will punish those who commit sins. We were told and warned you before, God didn't call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject human being, but God, and the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit." Let me put a picture here. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Which one of them's God? All three of them God. Where does the Holy Spirit live? Inside of you? So if I'm standing here, God is in me. Yes? I move over here, or 1,000 miles from here, where's the Holy Spirit? Still with me. Now the Holy Spirit does not live in trash. He doesn't live in a trash dump. That means if the Holy Spirit is in me, I am sanctified because of His being in me. You can't beat a deal like that. You would think if you tell people around the nation or around the world these kind of things, they would flock to Jesus Christ. Sharon, can I tell your story? You know what she told me today? She told me there's a church in Vivian that's not very big, and they're not getting very many people, and they're paying you $20 and feeding you every time you come. I'm thinking about going over there and eating supper. That's the doughheadedest thing I ever seen in my life. I have a God I can trust anywhere I go. We live in an age that has a lack of discipline where sin often goes unpunished. And in the church and in the home and in the nation, If you don't believe that, just look around us. Holiness is God's work, and we're called to reflect that holiness individually as a congregation and as a nation. The nation is not exempt. This country is not exempt. Sin has the power to blind people's mind, to compromise its integrity, to break down its morality, to pervert even its believers' view of God. Every judgment that ever came on mankind came when people allowed sin to get rampant in their lives, and God was almost pushed out of the picture if they thought they could. Genesis says this in chapter 3, 23 and 24. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. And after he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life. Does God want to protect that which he created? Later in the text, sin was rationalized to the point that a man could murder his own brother and not even feel it. That's going on in this country too. In Genesis 4, Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. And of course, a time came, brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions, and some of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain, his offering did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what's right, will you not be accepted?" I just don't know why things are so wrong. You know what's wrong? We're not listening to the one who owns the world, the whole of it, because he created it. I need to listen to him, not somebody else. The Lord said to Cain, "Where's your brother Abel?" He said, "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother blood cries out to me on the ground. Now you're under a curse driven from the ground which opens its mouth to receive you. It will no longer yield crops for you, and you will be a restless wanderer on this earth." Sin becomes so dominant that every air breather was destroyed except for 8 humans and a pair of each of the animals. You got to know that the world was pretty populated when all that was going on. And God says, basically, "We're going to start this thing over. Y'all better get it right this time." 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth. You remember the story of the flood? I don't have to tell you all that. Why did God flood the earth? Because he was washing the nasty laundry of humanity. Sanctification solves that problem. Because sanctification is not something you can do. It's something that you get from God, and he cleans us up. Makes us holy, makes us right. This is after the behavior of Noah and the ark and all that. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the 3 sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Noah was a man of the soil and proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of the wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. Ham and his father and Canaan saw his father naked and told his brothers outside, but Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders, and they walked backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so they would not see that nakedness. You know what? There's still good people in the middle of a bad situation. I want you to know, don't give up on humanity. I do know this. God is going to destroy this world. At some point, He chooses, not any point I can define, or you. You believe that's true? Those who are in covenant with Jesus Christ will be saved, and you will sleep until the resurrection, at which time in the resurrection that God calls you forth, all those who did evil will be destroyed, and you will walk this earth again. It's not over. That's why God calls us to live in sanctification. Joshua took the land of Canaan, and the Canaanites died, men and women. God told the prophets that He would avenge the whole earth in time, and that at the end of that time, through whatever judgments He chooses, the nation of Israel for 1,500 years had been set apart to serve God and had to face God's impending judgment in AD 70 because their sin was so evil that their dying, the blood ran ankle deep. I want to be among the fellowship of God that holds me in His care. Romans 1:18-20, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. And His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without an excuse. Well, I didn't know about God. Well, you had plenty of chances. We who are in Christ are different. Because when you were baptized with Jesus Christ, you died. What do you do with dead things? You were buried, and then, in that baptism, you were raised to walk a new life. God cleaned it all up for you. He cleaned it all up for me. That's what sanctification does. Let me show you this. Around the camp of Israel, that whole area was called to be sanctified. That means there's a whole lot of stuff you can't do on that soil. It was set apart. There were certain rules that were put in place that must be adhered to. Things like cleanliness, orderly. There were sanitation laws in the Old Testament, and there were rules that were strictly given. You do it like this. Well, I'd like to do it that way. Oh, yeah. God said, you do it like this. The thing with God is, if God says do it this way, you best not try to improve. The palace called the Hill of Zion or Jerusalem. David would take this city, and it was to be set aside for God and His people. And then they imposed strict rules. I mean, everywhere God was hanging out, He wanted rules. You got kids today? Slap their own mama and daddy? You ever seen kids slap their mama and daddy? I wanted to one time, but I knew better. My daddy did what he called dope popping. Any of you ever been dope popped? When you get dope popped, you don't want to get hit like that again. My mama whipped me with a clothes wire. I don't feel sorry for these kids today. There were many Sabbaths. God was a God of the Sabbath. 50 years, everything rested. Boy, you took off that year. 7th year, the land rested. 7th day, God said, we're to rest. You note, You hear nothing about a specific day of worship. We come into an assembly like this. We have come here on the day of worship. You know what day worship is? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and if they invent something else, it's going to be that one too. You're not holy because you're in a church house. You're holy because you're made holy by God. Sanctification and sanctify and holiness were used in reference to people. They were people who had a price paid for them. There were sacrifices made for them. Strict rules given for everything. The priest sanctified the priesthood. They went into the presence of God. They offered sacrifice for the sins of the people, and they had strict rules for it. All you got to do is get smacked in the mouth with a limb and you get to learn where you duck. Isn't that right? We don't have to go through every passage in the Bible to get this point. Here's what I want you to know. You are the covenant people of God Almighty. Don't beat yourself up. Don't downsize yourself, even if you can't half whisper or you're a hick like me. Who cares? God loves hicks too. I can't spell real well, but I'm going to tell you what, that means little to me. If I'm in covenant with Jesus Christ, you don't have anything to improve with me. You know that? I want to be that kind of guy. I want you to be that kind of girl or boy or man or woman. I want you to walk out of here today knowing who you are. But more than that, I want you to walk out of here today knowing whose you are. That's where we are. I serve a God who's faithful. He doesn't change His mind. If He says He's just going to do something, it's set in stone, and the church said, amen.